tonight.
Praise the Lord.
I have found the Lord that pardon. I have found the some strife that healed. Oh, I found strength for my weakness. I find grace to cover my. Let's do that one more time. I have found, oh, I have found the Lord that pardon. I have found some strength that healed. Oh, I have found strength for my weakness. Oh, yes, I find grace to cover my sin. Oh, it's in Jesus. Oh, yeah, all in Jesus. Oh, it's in Jesus. And He is the one rock of salvation. A firm foundation. Oh, it's in Jesus. He is the one. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, all our sins and grief to bear. Oh, what a privilege to carry. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, it's in Jesus. Oh, all in Jesus. Oh, it's in Jesus. He is the one rock of salvation. Oh, that friend found it. Is in Jesus. He is the one. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He is the one. Hallelujah. Let's sing hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. And He is the one, yes, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry. Oh yeah, everything to hallelujah. Oh yes, hallelujah. It's in Jesus. Oh, He is the one. Rock of salvation. Oh, our friend foundation. Yes, it's us in the word of prayer.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father,
yes.
We're grateful, Lord, to be here again, Lord God. Father, as you call us, Lord, to thy table, O Lord, in remembrance of what you did for us, Father. And you did it freely, Lord, and you freely did it because you wanted to save us, Father. Lord, from our own selves, dear God, Father, we're grateful to thee. We ask, O Lord, that you bless the services. Father, bless us as we are hearts open to you, Father. And Lord, give traveling mercies to the brothers and sisters who are still coming, Lord God, Father. Bless them and watch over them, Father. Lord, we ask this, Father, for your glory, Father, for thy kingdom, O Lord. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and our King.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's just stand on our feet one more time. I have found, let's sing the air. I have found a love that pardon. Oh, I have found some strength that he. It's in Jesus, oh, it's in Jesus. Oh, in Jesus, oh, yeah, it's in Jesus. Oh, he is the one, rock of salvation. Oh, a friend found me, it's in Jesus. Amen. Somebody pray for me and hide me on their mind. Amen. Let's just pray for me. Oh, hide me on their mind. Take your time and pray for me. I'm so glad they pray. Oh yeah, I'm so glad they pray. Oh, I'm so glad they pray. Oh, somebody pray for me. Somebody pray for me. Oh yeah, hide me on their mind. Take your time and she pray, yeah, I'm so glad she pray for, oh, Jesus pray, Jesus pray for me, oh, he had me on his mind, he took the time and prayed for, oh, hallelujah, I'm so glad he prayed. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. You know, you think about a communion service and you think about Israel getting out of Egypt. You know, they were all serious that night and everybody had to examine the lamb and, you know, and make sure the blood is put on the lintel of the door. And they had to eat the bitter herbs and, you know, and tie their belts, get ready to step out of their situation. Amen. And that's the way I want for us to come tonight. Praise the Lord. Whatever we believe in God for, let's get ready to step out of that situation. Amen. Knowing that our God is more than able. But you see, after the death angel came and passed, and then they had to get on their journey. Then that was when Miriam took the tambourine and started dancing after they crossed the Red Sea. Praise the Lord. So the rest of the dancing and singing will be after we cross the Red Sea tonight. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. So we will sing this song, and then we will call Brother Otis. He will just come and greet us tonight, bring a little exhortation before we go right into the communion. It's the Holy Ghost and fire that is keeping me alive. Let's sing that one tonight. Brother Otis will come and bring the word for us.
It is the Holy Ghost and fire.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead. It is the Holy Ghost and fire that's keeping me alive. It is the Holy Ghost and fire that's keeping me alive. Oh yeah, Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh yeah, Jesus, he's keeping me alive. Oh, it is the Holy Ghost and fire that's keeping me alive. Oh yes, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It is the Holy Ghost and fire that's keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, it is the Holy Ghost and fire that's keeping me alive. Oh, yes, keeping me alive.
Hallelujah,
keeping me alive. It is the Holy Ghost and fire that's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Wonderful. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It's the Holy Ghost on fire that is keeping me alive. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Let us just have a word of prayer quick. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you tonight, Lord. Sometimes we feel like just we want to just be in your presence, Lord, and just enjoying the freshness of God, of the anointing of God. Feeding, oh God, on you, oh God, Christ, the unfailing body, the word of the Son of Man. What a joy in our hearts tonight, Lord. After receiving your word this morning, oh God, to Lord, come back in the strength of that word to just worship you, Lord. Yes. We thank you, Father, for such a wonderful grace. Yes. I want to thank you to God for our pastor year, Brother Warren. Thank you for the congregations of God and all the capable men, oh God, that is just, Lord, helping the God to see that the message, the gospel of this age, oh God, is just spread out in the city, oh God. We thank you, Father, for such a grace you have given them, Father. We pray, Lord, that you continue to give them that grace, oh God. Because, Lord, that's all we need, that all we want, Father. We want to find ourselves standing in the post of duty to God until you come back, oh God, and get your bride out of this curious word. Blessed be your name, Lord. I want to thank you for travel mercy you give us, taking us to Alaska and back, Lord, on our way home. We pray that, Lord, you just come and bless us tonight as we just, Lord, look in the Word and get our heart prepared, oh God, for the communion service. We pray that your Spirit will just be with us tonight, Lord, as we approach the Word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. Before you can take your seat, I know you will be sitting there. No, I say you should sit down. I say before you can take your seat. Because you're going to be sitting there, I'm going to be standing. So I want to greet you all this hour in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's my second time being here. I'm passing through, like Brother Juan said, passing through. Went to Alaska, and then on our way back home. Amen. And always be glad to be here in the house of the Lord, worshiping God. Amen. So just want to thank you all. Thank the pastor for looking after my kids, Brother Dan, Sister Fatou. And it's a wonderful thing. I always love to, try to be around for more time. Amen. And the time is our enemy. We always love to fellowship, but we don't have sufficient time. But as the Lord tarries, hopefully maybe some other time we'll take a special day to come around, at least spend a week, and then we'll enjoy the fellowship. Amen. So just because we don't have much time, let us just go into the Word. The pastor said you kept my recording, right? You got it? So maybe we'll just pick up the message from there and finish it tonight. Praise the Lord. I know everybody from eating kind of a little bit tired. I must say I'm really, really tired. Yeah, I was down in Alaska. I have services and the weather's there, 27 degrees negative. It's freezing cold, and we have to be outside on the mountaintop in that cold having wedding. Wow. Yes, so right after the wedding, my wife and I, we got to run and take our flight and Just tired, brother. So just keep me in prayer tonight. Amen. So not to take much time. I don't think I will be able to take much of your time. But I just want us to just look at a few things, get our heart ready for the communion service. Amen. Just want to just take the time to encourage you in the Word. Amen. And I pray that God will help us all. God reach the blessed. Let us just open our Bible to the book of St. John chapter 14. God bless you, musician. Appreciate that. Amen. We just want to just go in the Word quick. We got a very short time. What time is it? It's going to 6, right? Okay, we just preach a very short time and just to go. I might not be so much emotion today of shouting here and there because I just want to make you to understand what I was preaching the last time I was here. I didn't finish that message because there was no time. So there's a major part of the message that I wanted you to see, and I pray that God will give me grace tonight so you can see that. And I trust that each and every one of us this morning, and what Brother Warren was preaching this morning, I was standing back in Alaska on Friday, and I was thinking, I said, Lord, if I go down to Minnesota, where you want me to just encourage the saints, and the Holy Spirit kind of bring it in a different way. But as we go through, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. For those of you who really get that spiritual understanding, you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. Because we are living in such an age, brother, we need revelation. Amen. I will say that again. We are living in such an age, we need revelation. Amen. If you don't have revelation, you will leave this message. I'm telling you seriously. This is 2020. I was telling the church in Alaska. Brother Brown said, I will come in to read the Word. Amen. I'm just going to talk to you tonight. Brother Brown said, when you preach the message, Shalom, he said, there are two things that happen every year. I don't know if you know that. He said, every year that comes, two major things happen. You see, the world go in greater darkness and in the light. So if you're not walking in the light, you are going to walk in the greater chaos.
That's right.
So like last year, 2019, the killing, the rape, the evil that took place is going to multiply more this year because it had already been foretold by a prophet. So if you don't walk in the light, you're walking in greater darkness. So, brother, God needs to give a grace. I trust that God will help you this morning. Just a short exhortation. Just finish the thought I'll preach. I might not finish it, but you will see what I'm getting, and then we'll leave it open again for any other time we come. Praise the Lord. Now, it's in John chapter 14, verse 12. Listen to what Jesus said here. It's a very familiar scripture.
I want to thank the Lord for Brother Warren. You know, he's a very humble brother. I've been knowing him for a very long time, and always come and here we are standing here to just encourage the saints of the Lord. It's a privilege. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord for that. It's in John chapter 14. Listen what he said in verse 12. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Now, this is when Jesus was, the season when he was about to leave. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Praise the Lord. May God bless you. You may be seated. Now, when I was here last time, I was looking at a message on expectation for the change. If you were here, you can remember that. Amen. And I picked up the story on this blind guy who was sitting at the gate of beautiful. And I went through the whole series. And you could see how, and I was trying to show you a picture, and I want you to pay very clean attention tonight. Be very short. We'll go through this, and you'll be able to see we'll come to our communion service. But I was trying to bring out a picture so you can understand, brothers and sisters, our existing on earth is very important. You are not just here because you want to be here. God never just brought you on earth and place you on the face of the earth because God said, "Oh, you'll be a good guy, you work, make good money." And that is not the purpose God placed on you. And I trust that God will give for understanding. That's why when Brother Ron was saying this morning, we read from Isaiah, he said, "Who were I saying?" Now that's the part we're missing. Because we claim to be Christian, we claim to be believers. Oh yeah, we believe a message, God sent a prophet, and this is what it is, A, B, C, and D. We can quote all the message, we can say all we can say, but this is the thing, this is where God is standing this morning saying, "Who we are saying?" Everybody's running after a job, everybody running after their physical livelihood, everybody want to see how best they can get on the top. How well they can get this amount of money in their account. How, oh, I need to marry this person. I need 2, 3, 4, 5. The thing is, you know, we are diverting from the major part of our existing on earth. And running after the negative part of our life. Listen, brothers and sisters. This part of us is the negative. So if God don't open our understanding to see the reality of who we are and the major purpose of why we're here, brother, you miss the whole mark. In every effort you put in coming to church, every effort you put in paying your tithes, every effort you put in doing everything, you miss the mic because you caught off in the stage of amnesia, and the devil deceived you. You're walking after vain things just to mortify and glorify and bring satisfaction to this man, and not forgetting that this man is going to the dust. Now listen to what Jesus said when he was about to leave. He said, "He that believeth in me, the work that I do, shall he do greater." Now why? Why would he say that? There is a portion of the ministry to continue. Okay, you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? If there is a portion of the ministry to continue, Jesus here is looking at the disciple and telling them, "He that believeth in me, greater work than this." So which means there is a portion that remains. There is an incomplete part of the ministry that must be complete. Now who are going to do that? And that's what the voice is saying this morning. Who shall I say? So the question comes to each and every one of us, brother. Look at yourself. Look at what you're doing. When you wake up in the morning, what you think about? When just where you've been, what is full of your mind? What are you thinking about? What achievement do you want? What is really your priority in life every day? I hope I'm talking to someone. Because if you miss that, you miss everything. So let this. So this is what I was trying to bring to your mind when I was here. This is a man that we just characterized. We say, oh, his name was called John Doe, right?
Yeah.
He was here, right? And you're saying this John Doe man, he was born crippled. I'm not going to go back to the message. You all know the message. But just starting from this, you can understand. To pick up from this morning up to the stand so we can take communion. But just to be able to just elevate your faith a little bit to see, brothers and sisters, we are not on this earth just because we are here. We are not called to this message just to quote what Brother Brown said. No, there is a greater reason why. And I trust that God will give understanding tonight before we can come to this table. Because this is the part of identification. You're communing with God. You are identifying yourself with Him. Brother, you will need revelation. I trust that God will give you grace. So now, so this John Doe's guy we talk about, okay, we spend the whole story, he said 40 years. 40 years. He was born in the Dutch of pronouncing that he would never walk. His mom and dad prayed for him. They did everything they could. But yet he never walked. 40 years he went through that part of his life. Now I was saying here, a child of God, because every child of God is in God's mind before the foundation of the world. You was in God's mind, I was in God's mind. So God knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. He knows everything we're going through. He knows everything we will go through. God is not leaning. He's not sitting back and saying, oh, this sister is going to go through this thing there. Yeah. Let me just acknowledge it before I forget. Like the way we do, we get our notebook and we write things down. Okay, I had to do that. No, God is not leaning that. He already knows your beginning and He knows your end. And the Bible said He predestinated everything we're going to go through in this life. God has already pre-planned that thing. Now, as a child of God, as we are children of God, it is in His divine power. He controls our life. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying tonight, church? So He allowed this man, his GC, to come in this mortal flesh. Like Brother Ron was saying the other day, it's not the world. The sea will have nothing to do with it. It is the body that is man dwelling. Because Brother Ron said, we baptize our theophany. To do what? To be what? Tested. That's the message. That's what the prophet is saying. You as a child of God in God's mind, you're not from God taught, you're not coming straight into your fun as the world body. But what happened? He baptized you from the world body into the dimension of mortality in order for you to be tested. So you don't know the next meaning from here. You don't know tomorrow. It is God's purpose He's doing that in order to be what? Tested. Now, what is the test? Your test is different from my test. But you know what I'm saying? This is one seed that God said, okay, John Doe, you're going to come in the earth. You're going to be, you will be born lame. You will not work because I have a greater purpose. Now, this is what I'm trying to get to. Us, the church, the bride, the believer, the Christian, who followed, who I catch the revelation of this message. I believe this message. Sometimes we don't. We only say it, but we don't. We follow the crowd. Oh, we're supposed to go to church today. Let's go to church. Oh, today, even 17. We follow the crying and rejoicing emotionally. Like, I believe the message. But brothers and sisters, your action prove you don't believe the message. Your attitude prove you don't believe the message. The revelation that you express in the way you go about things, it proves that you don't believe the message. Now, so let's just open our Bible now to the book of Acts chapter 3. Now, you'll be on understand. I don't have sufficient time, but at least I get 30 minutes to preach, and that will be it. And we'll go for communion. But I trust that it will help us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, Acts chapter 3. Listen. I want us to read very carefully. Very carefully. Just read your Bible in front of me. Very carefully. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. We're going to read everything. Listen, we're just going to run with that. I'm not going to. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now listen very carefully. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother womb was carried, whom they laid dead at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask him of them that enter into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked and aims. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. We want you out of that, right?
Amen.
And to him, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. The very thing the doctor said would not happen. Because the doctor gave the parents the report that this child, ankle bone and feet will never be strong so he can walk. Mm. But right there, after 40 years, now bringing you to understand that you're existing on earth, God preplanned your life because he had a purpose for what he's going to do in your life on this earth. So the fact that God at the point in time will open your eyes to the revelation of the message in your day, it's not just for you to rejoice. It's not just for you to say, oh yes, I believe the message, oh, I'm called. No, there is a greater purpose behind God opening your eyes to see who you are in your day.
That's right.
Church, brother, we need to wake up. Because you will walk on the earth and walk on the earth and you will miss the rapture and say, but I thought they're going to be a rapture. Because you're not paying attention to who you are. And that is what the devil is doing to many people. In the, you know what Satan's doing now? Satan's not taking people out of the message. Yeah, he's doing that also, but he will make you stay in the message. He bring a religious spirit on you. And you say, oh, that's enough. All you need to do, go to church. Pay your tithes. Pay your offering, and that's enough. You don't read. You don't pray. You play games. We even come into church. There is no pull, you know, that desire where we say, let's go to church. That brother want to sing today. That God calling or back to the book of I. That desire will be in your heart to say, look, today is seventh day. I couldn't do everything today to be in church. Nothing going to stop me. I will do everything. I will work on my schedule. I will work on my time. I will work on everything I'm doing. Just because today is the gathering of the saints. That pull, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about the pull, the desire. Wherein you were feeding in yourself to say, no, today is Sabbath day. I got to be. Brothers and sisters, it's not somebody calling you. It's not the pastor talking to you. No, it is something in you, a deep calling to that deep, a feeling that in your spirit, you want to fellowship with your father. You have that quiver in your heart. Oh, I want to be in the presence of my daddy. I want to see God. I just want to fellowship with him. That is the pull I'm talking about. And when the devil cannot steal that away from the child of God. No, brothers and sisters. Devil cannot steal that. Satan, okay, he will come telling you this and telling you that. But brother, there is a deep call to that day.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Glory.
Brother Dan, when I walk in here today, brother Dan look at me and say, your kids are excited when they see you. And I saw them. I left them for 4 days. Something in them want to see daddy. That's what I'm talking about. Something in you want to be there.
Amen.
Something in you just, I want to see daddy. I want to be in the presence of my life. Brothers and sisters, if you're lacking that, something is happening to your Christian spirit.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, so let's just read. So after 40 years, now God came down and bring strength into the limbs of this guy who the doctor said, according to record, he wrote it down, his stomach, and signed it, this man will never walk. After 40 years, God proved the signs that no, science is not the say so. Praise the Lord. The doctor can tell you get cancer, you're going to die. That is a lie. As long as the Bible said, by his stripes, I am healed. Healing is the children's bread. Brothers and sisters, you must believe the report of God than the report of the devil. So after 40 years, God came down and proved to the doctor, I am the Almighty God. And he gave the healing in his body. Hallelujah, church. Now, watch the purpose. Why? That's what I want you to catch. And that's what I want you to see tonight. Before you come to the altar and take the communion and you walk out of the door, I want you to have a change of mind. a change of spirit, a change of perspective of how you walk as a Christian in this world, how you perceive this message you have received, who you are. Listen, brothers and sisters, this message is not tape and book. This message is the word made flesh. The word made flesh in who? In me. I am the living manifestation of the invisible God. Oh, you don't catch that, brothers and sisters. I am the living manifestation of the invisible God. Amen. Now watch what happened. Let's read. Peter said unto him, we're reading verse 6. Then Peter said, save and go, have I not, but such as I have given at thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now watch. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Watch. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Now pay attention. And then knew that it was he who sat for him at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto them. Now see what God is doing. You listening to me?
Amen.
This man, 40 years trial, is bringing an awakening.
Praise the Lord.
You catch what I'm saying, church? It's 40 years that he didn't even know about what God had planned for him in his life as a child of God, as a seed of God. Yeah, he's speaking an awakening, and he's walking and praising God and going to church, and everybody begins to wonder what is happening. Something different is happening. Now God is using this man's life as a miracle to awaken.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Listen what happened. Verse 11. And as the lame man walked, which was healed, had Peter and John, he said, all the people run to gather unto them in the porch that is called Solomon. Greatly wondering. Watch this. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel. Now, this is the first attraction. God uses this man for the temptation to cause the attraction. Why the attraction on the mountain? So to cause the attraction, the very first attraction. Catch it. The prophet ministry is of the same. God had changed it in morphine now. He walking in the bride, John, Peter, and James. And the first miracle on a predestinated sea caused an attraction.
Yeah.
You're not catching me, church. And all the people, oh, wow, what is happening? What is happening? What is happening? What is happening to the sister? What is happening to this brother? What is happening? And everybody begin to come around. Then it's open an avenue, and there Peter stand up now to give the people the message. Wow. One man. You catch the greater party. Watch. Listen. And then when Peter saw that, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so aimlessly on us as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man walk? Listen very carefully. He said, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our father. I could take time bringing that so you can understand. But because I don't have time, I just wanted to read you that. You just open your spiritual understanding. So go on to because I got a few more things to finish so we can take a minute. And Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our father, have glorified his son Jesus, whom he had delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desiring a murderer to be granted unto you. And killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof ye are witnesses.
Yes.
Let me say something that brother wants to say here this morning. And let me tell you some of you brothers and sisters, young brother, young sister, let me just be a living testimony to you. I will tell you over, I say this to a lot of people wherever I go. Young men, young people, older people. I work in an environment. Usually when I preach, I don't want to tell people what I work because of the tape. But I know you don't put your tape online. I don't know. Reverend, your tape go on YouTube? It go on YouTube? Okay. I'll just talk, just encourage you. I work in an environment that I work with people who are millionaires. I work with people who got money. You see them look very comfortable. They got money. I work with people who are learned to the tip that they don't even want to go to school no more. But I walk with the very people that see them, I talk with them, and I see they got nothing. Listen to me. I'm telling you very, I'm not telling you something, people. I'm telling you because I'm in the environment where they are. I see women who have gone to school and get education beyond measure. People who can sit with Donald Trump in his office and dictate and talk with him to make decisions. I work with people who can decide for the entire Africa and say, oh, we're going to do this and this will happen. I sit with them, we talk, and I look at these people. Also, of this message, they are 0 degree. And I see young people, you're running for money, you're running for, listen, don't waste your time. I'm telling you seriously. Look for money because we have to eat. But don't let money substitute God in your life. You will regret the rest of your life. I'm telling you, even my own boss, he look at me and say, oh, I can give all. He got shares in the bank around the world. But to even get them for his own chair, somebody had to help him. And you look at me and say, oh, I want to give all my money that I have just so God can touch me so that I can be healed. And what is money? Money can never substitute your life. Don't waste your time, brother. It's the devil deceiving you. Do all you can to save God. Don't let not. That's why I would tell people I will be a living. Listen, send my feet step the earth in this country of America. I never, never miss church. No matter what, I got family, I got kids. I came into the country with my wife and my two kids. Listen to me, brothers and sisters, young man, young woman. I never miss church. Not even a day. Bible study, I'm there. Prayer meeting, I'm there. Sunday service, I'm there. And not because I am a preacher, because preaching the gospel cannot save my soul. I need to repent and give my life to God. I need the Holy Ghost in me in order to receive a body change. So preaching the gospel cannot bring body change in my life, church. I need to be dedicated to God. I need to serve God with all my heart, all my mind, all my strength. So don't waste your time. Don't let this country kill God in your life. I'm telling you, church. I look for job for 6 months. No job. I go to find a job. Work on Sunday. I can't work on Sunday. I will never do it. As long as I live in this Bible-led church, I put my trust in God. If God don't sustain my life, then I will never work on Sunday. I see people, listen to me, brothers and sisters. Brother Brown said, there is no excuse that is worthy of this gospel. No excuse. You can't stand in the presence of God and tell God, I didn't go to church today because I had to do this. God has made every necessary way for you. That's what Jesus said. He that believeth in me, greater work than this shall he do. What is your faith? What do you believe in? We stand and shout. Listen, brother, to me. You can talk about how Brother Brown received the sword on Sabino Canyon. You can talk about how the angel of the Lord came down. You can talk about how Brother Brown was saying today, how the angel wings were carved together. You can talk about all of that. If you don't have God in you, you are lost. And brother, what is the Holy Ghost giving for? You can get that summer? I will soon close and leave you and go back to Philadelphia. Don't worry. Listen. You believe for. Listen to me very carefully. What is the Holy Ghost giving for? 1959, December 17th. You got it? Yeah, put it up. I'm going to show you. Let me show you something. This is what we yeah. If you go to the table and just this is it. Yeah, what is the Holy Ghost giving for? Come down, just be scrolling down. But open this page a little bit because maybe you can close that side so we can get more space. Good. So come down and I will tell you where to stop. Where you at? No. Nah, okay. No. Yeah, go up. Okay. You're running, brother. You've grown it too fast. Go back up a little bit. I want us to read a quote. I pray that God will give our understanding. So you can see the actual major purpose why we came here tonight to take communion. Okay, the Brother Brown was praying. Yeah, you can still go up. But just take your own time. Take your own time. Not tomorrow. Go up. Go. Oh, you miss it? Paragraph 4. Sorry, guys. Okay. Maybe if you don't see it, but usually I left for everybody to see when I'm reading. Maybe if you don't see it, then. But if I get a quote, Brother Brown say, yeah, he say, God's purpose we find here in sending the Holy Ghost. If you can get that, if you can lock that in, you'll see what I'm talking about. But listen to what Brother Brown say. Everybody with me? You with me? Okay, I know you know that I'm not reading my own thing, right? But you read it from you found a quote from right in the message Brother Brown preached on. What was the Holy Ghost given for? Yeah. You say, oh, I got the Holy Ghost. I'm saved. Why? God give you the Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Why do you think God give you the Holy Ghost? Listen what he said. Listen what Brother Brown said. It reads in John chapter 14, the simple we read. I'm not going to take my time to read that. But he said, God's purpose we find here in sending the Holy Ghost was one purpose, and that's your prophet speaking, not two, not three, not four. He said, the reason why God sent the Holy Spirit, one, God only had one purpose, why he gave us his Spirit. Now listen what he's going to say. So you were judging yourself if you think you had the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I don't have my handkerchief. Sorry. Can I get some paper towel? Please. Listen here. Is it God's purpose we find here in sending the Holy Spirit was one purpose. That God, listen what Brother Brown said. Okay. God bless you, brother. Listen to what Brother Brown said. He said, God's purpose we find here in sending the Holy Spirit was one purpose. You reading that? Everybody can see? That God himself. Now, I want you to catch that because he make it capital H. Yes. The invisible God who is invisible, that he himself, after he has come in the mortal flesh that was called Jesus, thou in Morphe and chain. That's why he told them, I'm going to do a come again. Now listen what the prophet said. He said that God himself might dwell in his church and continue his plan to the church. Now so you got the Holy Ghost. Are you continuing the plan? Now what is the plan? Brothers and sisters, we're wasting our time. We're joking with what we are having. Now, let me show you. I don't have time, but I'll pray that God will give us grace so we can go to communion. You know, pray that God will help us. Every Exodus had two faces. But Brian said everything that God did in the first Exodus, he do in the second, he do in the third. Now, when you go back to your Bible and read, just exactly what Brother Brown said here, because you see, the first incident of God dealt with the prophet Moses, right? Yeah. Now, after the ministry of Moses over, who God dealt with? God called Joseph that represent the Holy Ghost. Now, watch. Let's just read Paul Joseph chapter. Give me 1 second quick. So you can put it up quick. Joshua chapter. Yeah, Joshua. Yeah, brother. 3 verse 10. Joshua 3 verse 10. Quick. We got to run, brother. I got 5 more minutes. Just want to encourage you to see how best we come to and take communion. So when you walk outside, after eating the communion, you meditate and say, wow, what am I doing with my life? How am I living this Christian life? Listen here. And Joshua said, year by year shall know that the living God is what? Because Christ has not come to die, so God was among them. He never dwelt in them. That was his first Exodus. After the ministry of Moses, God came among the people. God was in motion when Moses died. Because God could not dwell in death, so God moved among them. But after Christ came and died, paid for the past sin, when God left that body, Jesus, where did he go? You listening to what I'm saying, church? The second Exodus, when God came in flesh, when he left Jesus, where did he go? He told them, he said, listen, he said, the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I will do it in you. He said, you will know that I am in the Father in me, and I in you. Why? To continue, church. So if your life on this earth is not pleasing God, if your life is not walking in the continuation of Micah 4, check your experience. Start proclaiming the message. Because you are not living the message. Your life should continue Micah 4, Revelation 8 to 11. Your life should be able to continue this message. It's not a thought. It's not an imagination. It's not something that you imagine to do. It's something that you live. But we're joking. We play, oh yeah, God sent the prophet. I'm a messy believer. I got the Holy Ghost. And your life is just up and down. You don't even know where you stand. You don't even know what you're doing. You don't even come to church. You don't come to prayer meeting. You don't read the message. You don't become the word. But yet you're claiming you got the Holy Ghost. You're claiming you're saved. You're saved to do what? What are you doing, church? Brothers and sisters, what are we doing with this message? Now this is the third Exodus. Nothing says the fire. When Abraham died, he complete the first portion of the ministry. Now you say, what you see in me temporarily shall be in you permanently. That's what he said. He said, all that was in God, he poured in Christ. All that was in Christ, he poured in the church. That's why a prophet wouldn't branch to leave the same, because God had you, God had me to continue this ministry. If your life is not continuing the ministry, you have to stop tonight before you come to the table and take a minute and say, God, I need to rethink. I need to rethink, Lord. I'm coming to commune with God. I'm coming to partake of this body that was broken for me. I'm coming to partake of this. I need to rethink. I need, when I eat this communion tonight, I should step out of this room, dedicating, rethinking my life, Lord. I want my life to bear this message. I want to live a consecrated life. I want to live a dedicated life. I want to walk in the life of the world. I want my neighbor to know Jesus. I want my working office mess to know Jesus, because that is why God is in me. That's what the brother said this morning. Who shall I send? Oh, brothers and sisters, don't let this thing pass over you. Stop running after money. Start running after vain things. Everybody wants to live luxury life. Big horses. It's good. All these things are good. Me, I get very big ambition. I always tell people that. But my big ambition can never substitute God's word in my life. I tell people over and over, I got big ambition. I need a mansion if God will give me the mansion. I need a very big car because I got big cars. I need a... But those ambitions can never take God from my life. It can never stop me from going to church. It will never stop me from reading the word. It will never stop. No. I tell the devil over and over, Satan can never stop me from serving God. He will never stop me from going to church. He will never stop me from doing what God has called me to do. That can never stop me, church, from walking. It will never stop me from looking for money. It will never stop me from doing what I'm supposed to do to take care of my kids. It will never stop me. But I always tell the devil, Satan, if I don't have food to eat today, I will go to church, be hungry. If my money is not enough to pay my bill, I will go to church. You can stop me. The devil cannot stop this bride. Oh, no, the devil has to know that he cannot stop this bride. But the thing is, friend, the bride is moving. Oh. The question is, are you part of that move? Are you really part of that move? Check your spirit, church. Hallelujah. Just want to encourage you tonight, brothers and sisters. Make a decision tonight. Let me show you something before I close. I wanted to bring the whole part of this message where you will see, like I just said, in the first Exodus, in the second Exodus, you have to follow the channel. Brother Brown said that's what happened to the people. The people always thinking of what God did. And hoping for God to come and do something more according to his promise. He said, but they ignoring what God is doing now. That's why they go into denominations. Because they're waiting for God. And God is here now. God is in you. God is in me. But the Bible said, God had no hands but my hands. He had no feet but my feet. If the prostitute all day had to know Jesus, it had to be through me. If my brother is backsliding and the devil is putting him down, I have to look for him. Brothers and sisters, these are very basic things we need to get ourselves going. But sometimes everything is, oh, the pastor need to do this. The pastor need to do this. It's the pastor's responsibility. I got to go to work. I got this schedule. What are you doing for God? God has done for you, church. Hallelujah. What is your understanding in this message? Who shall go for us? Who shall I say? Praise the Lord. And let me tell you one thing that is bothering people. Now close. And I want you to prepare and think very deep this night. And you come and take communion. We think. You see, the stage with the, for me, I believe, and I was praying and thinking because I was preaching a series of this, closing of this 2019 to the opening of the 2020. I was preaching some series that the Holy Spirit revealed to me to the church, and I was encouraging the believers, and I was telling them. And I began to see the picture and see God begin to open my understanding to. It's just very true that we, the people that God is depending on, we are sitting down dormant. Because God is depending on us. But we're just sitting down and we think, no. All I need to do is just look for this, look for that. Wake up in the morning, I get food to eat and calculate. Oh, the money is coming in, I still have to pay my mortgage. The money coming in, oh, my car loan is coming up. It's just all these things that we think about. And we forget about the thing that God wants to do in our life. I want to bring a picture so you can see the story. Look at Esther. You studied the story of Esther? Look at Esther. The prophet led Esther to become a queen. She was accepted among all the other women, right? She was, read the Bible. She was a queen. And that's what happened to the message. The prophet had given her all that we need in the message. We got it. Received the message. You understand what I'm saying? But what was she doing? She in the palace, sitting there enjoying herself, having this and doing that, and then something happened. And Mordecai sent to Esther, said, Esther, your people are going to die. We are in a crucial time. We need you, Esther. Yeah. You are the queen, brothers and sisters. Brother, our brothers and sisters are dying all day. We are the queen of heaven that needs to go and bring deliverance to them. But here we're sitting down on the precious message, the powerful message that can change the life of the smoker, that can change the life of a drunkard, that can change a prostitute life, that can change a homosexual life. The powerful message that God can bring to a man and woman and transform their life. We have this precious message and we're sitting on it. But all we do is we condemn this person and we condemn that person. Oh, he's not doing this. She's not doing that. Look at how he's living. Look at how she's living. What have you done to help that brother? What have you done to help that sister? And Mordecai told Esther, say, Esther, you are the queen. Go to the king and petition. No man can go before the king, Mordecai. Mordecai told Esther and said, Esther, don't think you're going to be safe. Listen to this very carefully. Everyone was saying before I came, if even Moses himself would not apply the token, he's dead. Moses the prophet, if he would not apply that token, put the blood on his door. Aaron, Joshua, all those men, they are dead. So it's not the matter of you receiving the message, but it's a matter of you applying the message. You receive it, what are you doing with it? You can go to all the people and say, death is coming tonight. Death is coming tonight. God says, you apply the blood. We are Jew, we are Israel, we'll be saved. God told us to apply the blood. If you don't apply, you are dead. You can talk about it. You can sing about it. You can dance about it. You can do anything about it. If you don't apply it, you are dead. You say, Esther, if you don't go to the king, your father will die. Your whole family, the religion will die, and you yourself, you will die when the people get to know you are Jews. Then it gets serious. Mordecai, give me how many days? 3 days. You know what 3 days represent? She received the message. She applied the intellectual aspect of the message, but she never repented. She was not justified. She did not receive the Holy Ghost. But she sat under the atmosphere of the message and make her religious. Give me 3 days. You need to do something more in your life. You need to change. Your life needs to be sanctified. You need the Holy Ghost. After 3 days, what will happen? Read the Bible very carefully. After 3 days, the Bible says, then Esther enter into the inner chamber of the king. What is the inner chamber? The holiest of holies. And there where the king met her. And there where the king is going to meet you and I. In the inner chamber. This is it. I'm going to call the brother tonight. Give the few words of exhortation to you. Get all my notes. I just overlook everything because of time. But I want you to think. My brothers, my sister, where you going with your life? What has this message done in your life? What greater change have it done? What are you thinking about to do that the world will see Jesus in you? Let us stand to our feet as I call the pastor. And when she entered into the inner chamber, the only thing the king could say is, ask whatever you will shall be given thee unto half of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Let us bow our heads tonight. I want us to just enter into the move of thinking very deeply. I am thy, oh Lord, I'll have heard thy voice and it told thy law to me. Oh yes, Lord. For thy law to us in the arms of and be close. Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer. Blessed Lord, to thy precious consecrate me now, consecrate me now to the service, Lord, by thy power.
of grace divine. Oh, let my soul and my song look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in. Oh, Lord, draw me nearer, draw me nearer. Oh, Lord, nearer, bless them. Yes, to that cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer. Oh, nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to that precious bleeding. Let's pray together tonight. You may have your seat if you want to. Kneel down if you want to. Stand up if you want to. But let's just take the word that we heard this evening and just go to the Lord in prayer. As we rededicate ourselves and as we consider our ways and ask God to help us, as we ask God to give us grace, we want to trust you, Lord. We want to trust you, Father. The arm of flesh will fail, but the arm of the Lord never fail. We want to trust you. We want to take you by your word tonight. Oh, God, based on the word, Father, that we have heard tonight, we come, oh, God, dedicating ourselves today. Father, we say once more, Lord, oh, God, speak to our hearts, Lord. Father, remind us of those things, Lord Jesus. We give ourselves to thee tonight. Oh, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Father, Lord. We want to hold, Father, to this rugged cross. We want to hold, Father God, Lord, to the price that was paid, oh God, the cost, Lord Jesus. Yes, oh God, we come this morning, Father, bind our hearts to thee. Oh God, we come committing ourselves in your hands, Lord. Oh, so I cherish, Lord. I think about Calvary, oh Father. I think about the price you pay, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, God forbid that, Lord God, we might continue in sin, that grace must abound. We just pray tonight, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us grace, oh Father. Give us grace, Lord. Give us grace. We want a closer walk, oh God. We come, Father, Lord, rededicating ourselves tonight, Lord. We want to serve you better, Lord, closer than we did, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, just help us, oh God. Almighty God, Father, Lord, we confess all of our sins, Lord Jesus. Oh, precious Lord, Father, we pray, may you have mercy upon us, Lord God. Search our hearts, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, if there be any evil ways in us, Lord. Father God, if there be, Lord, oh, that desire, Lord, Father, for the things of this world, have mercy, God, Lord. Come down, help us tonight, Jesus. Help us tonight, Father. Help us, Lord. Help us, Almighty God. Oh, blessed be your holy name, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, precious Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I cherish the aura of your cross. Till my true faith at last I lay down, I will claim, I will claim to the old rugged cherish, so I cherish, Lord, so I cherish the old rock and cross. Oh yes, still my trophy, the last I laid down. Oh, I will cling to the old rock and cross, and as Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we receive your word tonight, Lord. It's a promise. You said that the work that I do, greater work. Father, Lord, we know no man can do a greater work than you, but we've been taught to God. It's a work that will be multiplied, a work that will be in a many member body. You want to use the young people, you want to use the elderly, you want to use us for the neighbors, you want to use us for relatives. Father, we come, Jesus, to you tonight. Almighty God, we ask him for the closer work with you. We ask him, O Lord God, for a life of dedication. Father, take every compromise away from us, Lord. Every lying spirit, O God, and lying devil, Father, that keep lying to our mind, O Jesus, that you don't love us. We know it's a lie from the pits of hell. Father, we ask tonight, as we come to this table, dear Lord, we want to walk away from here with confidence in our hearts. Some are coming, O Lord, for needs in their lives. Some are coming for loved ones. Some are coming, Lord Jesus, for their wife and their children. Some are coming, Lord God, Father, for brothers and sisters, oh God. Some are coming, oh Lord. But we all come tonight, Lord. And there is one desire that oversees everything. We need you.
At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. At the cross, oh yes, at the cross, at the cross, when I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was death by faith I received my sight, and now I'm so happy all the day. Bless the rest of the service, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. Let's take our Bibles. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm so happy all the day. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll read from verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night, that's why we are here this evening, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink the drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. And that sleep actually is part in this life. As we examine ourselves, we think on our ways. We are not looking into the righteousness of our flesh. We remind ourselves all the time that it's the Lamb that gets under examination. It's not the worshiper. But here is the thing that brings damnation. When we don't believe in what the sacrifice that he has made. He died, like Paul says, actually in the book of Timothy, to abolish death. And if his death was to abolish death, then it also abolished sin. Praise the Lord. St. John chapter. Praise the Lord, chapter 13. St. John chapter 13, verse 2. After supper was ended, the devil, having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that his Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and lay aside his garment and took a towel, and gather himself after that he poured water into a basin
and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee now, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywhere. And yea, I clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Yea, I not all clean. You know, this is a very strong statement. Jesus, knowing Judas was sitting right there, he just partook of the wine, he partook of the bread. And that is the reason why when we come to this place, we try to be earnest with ourselves and confess our sin, because if you don't do it, you will leave from here and just go and do worse what you were doing. Judas left from there and went straight to betray Jesus. He left that table and went and betrayed Jesus. That's why we pour our hearts. We try to be earnest. Lord, you know who I am. You know, help me. My desire is to walk away from this way of life. And God will honor your earnest desire. Verse 12, so after he had washed their feet and have taken his garment, he was set down again, and he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we lift this bread up to you. Father, Lord, that was prepared by sanctified hands with faith, prayer, and thanksgiving. Lord, we commit it into your hands. Lord, we remember that day when the multitude was there. You took a bread from a little boy, you lift it up and you bless it, and you were able to feed multitudes. Well, Lord, tonight, oh God, we don't come, Lord Jesus, because we are hungry. But Lord, there's another hunger in us, and it's a closer walk with you. There's a hunger in our soul. That's why we are asking that, Father, you bless this bread tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we break this bread into many pieces, Lord, that represent, oh Father God, the different needs in the house tonight.
the different things your children are struggling with and believing you, Father God. And we ask, Lord, that you would just move on our behalf tonight. As they come to the table, Lord, Father, we pray to God, you will honor their faith tonight, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray to God that you will check our hearts, Lord. We seek you for mercy tonight. Father, if you have forgiven us of all of our wrong, how can we hold anything against any mortal? Father, if there is any ill feeling in our heart, forgive us, Lord, tonight. If we are ever indifference in our attitude, forgive us tonight, Lord. Lord, we repent of our sins. We don't want to leave this table tonight and be like Judas and go and betray you, Father. We want to leave this table, oh God, and go in the strength of this. We bless it, Lord. We commit it in your hands. We pour, Lord, Father, this wine into this cup tonight, where we will all come and partake of. And dear Lord, we lift it up to you. It represents, O God, a new covenant of your blood. And we know, Father, Lord, there is power in your blood. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks better things than the blood of Abel. It's that blood that spoke our forgiveness. It spoke our redemption, our healing, our deliverance. Even our very existence, Lord. Dear Lord, we lift this cup to you and we ask that you bless it tonight. As your children come, O God, and be identified with you this way, may healing be in the cup tonight. Father, whatever, Lord Jesus, is the illness in our body tonight, we want to come, Father, Lord, believing that you will rebuke the enemy on our behalf. Please, sweet Jesus. We love you tonight, oh God. And Father, when we walk away from this table, the deacons will prepare the water for foot washing. Father, the waterway has been right from the beginning, Lord. The sisters will move back and pray for one another and wash one another's feet. Hear their prayers, Lord, and bless them in the service. The brothers will do the same here. Sanctify the water, oh God. And give us grace to draw closer to you tonight. We love you, sweet Jesus. We love you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Whiter than the snow, wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. Let's sing that tonight. Yeah, whiter.